Okay, well, let's pray and then we'll get started. Vamos a orar y empezamos. Father, thank you for your goodness, your love, and mercy. Thank you for a beautiful day today on Monday. Thank you for waking us up, sun rising, for all the provisions that we have in life. More importantly, for godliness. And God, I just pray that you use this time to shape and mold us and draw us to yourself. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So we have this morning a question dealing with what we've been dealing with. Tenemos esta mañana una pregunta tratando de lo que estamos tratando. And it's kind of a difficult question I'm going to address this morning. Es una pregunta medio difícil que vamos a confrontar esta mañana. Actually, two questions. Dentro de dos preguntas, if we get to the second, si llegamos al segundo. But we've been dealing with true and genuine conversion. Hemos tratado la conversión verdadero, genuino, examining our interest with Christ, examinando nuestro interés con Cristo. And so we're going to ask the question this morning. Queremos hacer la pregunta esta mañana. We were looking at the new creation. Hemos estado viendo a nueva criatura. So we're going to ask the question this morning. What is the difference between a new creation, a real new creation? ¿Cuál es la diferencia en una nueva creación real? Something brought by Christ, algo traído por Cristo, something done by Christ, algo hecho por Cristo, and a false professor, un profesor falsamente, ¿no? Someone who claims Christ but aren't in Christ. Alguien que clama Cristo y no está en Cristo. So the question is, how much can we see in someone who is a false professor? The pregunta es, ¿cuánto podemos ver en alguien que es un profesor falsamente? So we see in the Bible, vemos en la Biblia, example after example, ejemplo y ejemplo, of people claiming Christ, gente clamando Cristo, and being seen amongst believers, y visto entre creyentes. But the question is, how much of a genuine interest can there be? Pero la pregunta es, ¿cuánto de un interés genuino puede ser? How do we distinguish between the two? ¿Cómo distinguimos entre los dos? And sometimes it's difficult, a veces es difícil, and it's not for us to make the declaration. Y no es para nosotros hacer la declaración. We can only judge the fruit we see. Solo podemos juzgar el fruto que vemos, and we can only believe the evidence that God has given us. Y solo podemos creer la evidencia que Dios nos ha dado. So we'll get into a passage that a lot of people believe is a difficult to understand passage. Vamos a meternos en un pasaje hoy que muchos creen que es un pasaje difícil de entender. I hope that we see that it's not a difficult passage this morning. Espero que vemos que no es un pasaje difícil esta mañana, but it's very clear, it's muy claro. But we'll look at that at Hebrews 6 in just a minute. Vamos a ver esta en Hebreos 6 en un momento. But I just want to give six things that a false professor can have. So quiero dar seis cosas que una falso profesor puede tener, ¿no? So number one, they can come to a knowledge of truth. Número uno, pueden venir a un conocimiento de la verdad, ¿no? So here's what I mean by that. This is lo que quiero decir. Esto. They can say, well, yes, I believe Jesus is God. Ellos pueden decir, yo creo que Jesús es Dios. I believe he died on a cross. Creo que murió en un cruz. And I believe he rose again. Y creo que resucitó. They can have a knowledge of that. Pueden tener un conocimiento de esto. And not be converted, you know, ser convertido. I think about my children, pero pienso en mis hijos. They believe in the resurrection of Christ. They just creen in the resurrection de Cristo. They're not believers, no son creyentes. And so we can teach people truth. Podemos enseñar a la gente verdad. We see it in our nation. Vemos en nuestra nación. People can believe right things. Gente puede creer cosas bien. Correctos. It doesn't make them converted, no lo hace convertido. So just because they say, well, I believe the Bible, solo porque dicen yo creo la Biblia, doesn't mean that they believe and have repented of their sins. No quiere decir que creen y han arrepentido de sus pecados. So I want to read part of the confession really quick. Quiero leer parte de confesión rápido. In chapter one, capítulo uno, we read this yesterday in the confession class. Leemos esta ayer en nuestra clase de confesión. But chapter one, paragraph seven, capítulo uno, paragraph siete. All things in scripture are not alike plain in themselves, nor alike clear unto all. Yet those things which are necessary to be known, believed, and observed for salvation are so clearly propounded and open in some place of scripture or another, that not only the learned, but the unlearned, in a due use of ordinary means, may obtain to a sufficient understanding of them. Vemos aquí en capítulo 1, paragrafo 7. No todas las cosas contenidas en las escrituras son igualmente claras en sí mismas, ni son igualmente claras para todos. Sin embargo, las cosas que son necesarias saber, creer y guardar para salvación se proponen y exponen tan claramente en uno u otro lugar de las escrituras que no solo los eruditos, sino los que no son, pueden adquirir un entendimiento suficiente de tales cosas por el uso adecuado de los medios ordinarios. So we see that the gospel is so clear in the scriptures. Vemos que el Evangelio es tan claro en las escrituras that even unlearned people can understand them. Que aún gente no con mucha inteligencia pueden saberlos. I would even say that a false professor can be have good doctrine. Aún dirá que un falso profesor puede tener buena doctrina, ¿no? They can believe in predestination or election, put in prayer and predestination or election, because the Bible is clear, because the Biblia is claro. But that does not make them a believer, pero no lo hace un creyente. They can receive the word with joy, pueden recibir la palabra con gozo, no? They can say, well, he's a good preacher, he preaches so well, pueden decir, él es buen predicador, y predica tan bien. And they can say, I like what he says, pueden decir, a mí me gusta lo que dice. I think about the parable of the sower. Pienso de la parábola del sembrador. When the seed is cast on stony ground. Cuando el simiente está tirado a la tierra de piedra. It says in that they receive the word with joy. Dice que reciben la palabra con gozo. But there's no roots. Pero no hay raizados. This is a difficulty for us. Es una dificultad para nosotros. Because we see someone come and they love what they hear. Vemos que alguien viene y aman lo que escuchan, but they don't last. No duran. They're just like the one that springs up. Es como la planta que sale, the sun comes out, the sol sale, and they don't last. Y no duran. No, and so it looks joyful, but then they go quickly. Parece de gozo, pero se van rápidamente. Número tres. They can even humble themselves. Aún pueden humillarse mismos. I think also about receiving with joy. También pienso de recibir con gozo. Sorry, I'm going to go back. Voy a regresar. You remember the parable of 10 virgins? ¿Recuerdas los parábolas de 10 vírgenes? When someone seems excited at first about the word of God, cuando alguien parece emocionado en principio de la palabra de Dios, and they're all in. Están todos adentro. I want this and yo quiero esta. It can be like the virgins that didn't have oil. Pueden ser como los vírgenes que no tenían aceite. They thought, I'm going to get in. Ellos pensaron, voy a entrar because I received this, porque yo recibo esta. But it's not a work of the heart, it's just a work of the mind. Pero no es una obra de corazón, solo es una obra de mente. They can even humble themselves. Aún pueden humillar a sí mismo, ¿no? So I think about Ahab, King Ahab. Puedo pensar de King Ahab. Elijah comes to him and rebukes him. Elías viene con él y regaña a él. He rips his clothes, él rompe su ropa, and he puts on sackcloth. Y se pone, ¿cómo se dice sackcloth? Vestidura de cinesa, ¿no? And It seems like Ahab is repentant. Parece que Ahab es arrepentido. But he's not repentant, pero no es arrepentido. Judas was convicted of sin. Judas era convencido de su pecado. He wanted to give the 30 pieces of silver back. Quería regresar los 30 piezas de plata. Number cuatro, they work in duty. Ellos trabajan en deberes. They work in the things of the work of ministry in the Lord. Ellos trabajan en las cosas del ministerio y las obras del Señor. So in Mateo 7, we did. Nosotros hicimos. So they're involved in things that are of the church or of religious things. Están involucrados en cosas de la iglesia, cosas de religión. There may even be reformation in their lives. Tal vez hay reformación en sus vidas. I'm going to stop doing these things and start doing these things. Voy a dejar de hacer esas cosas y hacer esas cosas. But they work in duty. Ellos trabajan en deberes. And number cinco, they can even join in the interest of God. Aún pueden meterse en el interés de Dios. I think of Demas. Pienso de Demas. He was with the apostles, con los apóstoles, and doing the work of ministry, haciendo la obra del ministerio. But John writes, and he says he was false. No, Juan escribe y dice era falso. Paul warns of Demas. Pablo advierte de Demas that he had abandoned the faith. Que él abandonó la fe. And why is this? Porque es eso. It's all based on emotion. Todo es basado en emoción. And so once again, they don't last. Una vez más, no duran. They start and then it's not really what they wanted. Ellos empiezan y en realidad no era que ellos querían. They can even make sacrifices and contribute to the ministry. Aún pueden hacer sacrificios y contribuir al ministerio. I think of Ananias and Sapphira. Pienso de Ananias y Sapphira, no? They sell their land, but they keep this back. Ellos venden la tierra, pero guardan un poco. They give some, but keep some. Ellos dan un poco y guardan un poco. So I just mentioned these things. I'll mention it because, you know, we have the parable of the wheat and the tares. Then it was the parable of
trigo y los. No sé tares en español.
Yo tampoco. No sé tares. But we have the wheat mixed with the tares. The tares mixed with the wheat. Tienes los hierbas mezclado con los higo, no? And the sifting of that will happen in the day of the Lord. The separación de esta pasa en el día del Señor. And it happens among us all the time. Pasa entre nosotros todo el tiempo. We have people that come and they want to join the church. You know, gente que vienen, quieren ser miembros de la iglesia. It's one of the reasons we have a new members class that's long. Es una razón que tenemos una clase de nuevos miembros que es más largo. So we can see if they last. Para ver, podemos ver que si duran, ¿no? And then even that, aún esta, they join the church, went to la iglesia, and then they don't last. No duran. First John says they went out from us because they were not of us. Primero Juan dice que fueran de nosotros porque no eran de nosotros, ¿no? So in all of this, en todo esto, we can see outward appearances. Podemos ver la apariencia de afuera. But there's not a change of heart. Pero no hay un cambio de corazón. There's not genuineness. No hay genuinidad. And that's what we see in Hebrews chapter 6. It's okay. Vemos en Hebreos capítulo 6. So I want to look at this passage. Quiero ver este pasaje. Hebrews chapter 6. Hebreos capítulo 6. So this is a passage that many think is difficult passages. Un pasaje que muchos piensan un pasaje difícil. But I hope to make it clear. Espero que lo haga muy claro. So you start in verse 4, empezamos en versículo 4. It says, it is impossible in the case of those who have once been enlightened, who have tasted the heavenly gift, who have shared in the Holy Spirit, and have tasted the goodness of the word of God, and the powers of the age to come, and then have fallen away, to restore them again to repentance, since they are crucifying again the Son of God, and to their own harm, and holding him up to contempt. Dice en capítulo 6, empezando en versículo 4. Porque es imposible que los que una vez fueron iluminados y gustaron del don celestial y fueron hechos partícipes del Espíritu Santo y asimismo gustaron de la buena palabra de Dios y los poderes del siglo venidero y recayeran, sean otra vez renovados para arrepentimiento, crucificando de nuevo para sí mismo al Hijo de Dios y exponiéndole a vituperio, ¿no? So the question is, who is this talking of? No, la pregunta es de qué habla este pasaje, ¿no? So is this speaking of someone who's genuinely converted? ¿Está hablando de alguien que genuinamente está convertido? Or is it speaking, you have three options, tienes tres opciones. One, it's speaking of someone who is genuinely converted and they lose their salvation. It's hablando con alguien que es genuinamente convertido y pierden su salvación. And if they lose it, they can't get it back. Y si lo pierden, no pueden tenerlo de nuevo. Número dos, it's speaking of someone who has come and enjoyed the ministry of the Word of God. Está hablando con alguien que ha venido a disfrutar la ministerio de la Palabra de Dios. And then has denied the gospel. Yeah, negado el Evangelio. And if that's so, y si esa es verdad, they can never be saved. No pueden ser salvos because they've denied the gospel. And negado el Evangelio. Or number three, or número tres, Paul is arguing of an argument from absurdity. Pablo está usando un argumento de absurdez. There's no possible way someone in Christ could fall away. No hay una forma posible que alguien en Cristo puede caer, ¿no? So I think the answer to the question, creo que la respuesta a la pregunta es, we have to look at the description given to them. Tenemos que ver la descripción dado a ellos. And we can reject the first option. Podemos rechazar la primera opción because we know someone can't lose that salvation. Sabemos que alguien no puede perder esa salvación, ¿no? So let's look at who it's describing. Vamos a ver quién está describiendo. Verse 4, versículo 4. So the first description, the primera descripción, is those who have once been enlightened. The primera descripción is porque que una vez fueron iluminados, ¿no? So this word to be enlightened, esa palabra ser iluminados, it's in the passive. Está en el pasivo. That means it's an action done to them by someone else. Quiere decir que es una acción hecho a ellos por alguien más. So you have this person, tienes esta persona, and they're illuminated. Son iluminados. And someone else illuminated them. Y alguien más lo dieron esta iluminación. So the question we have to ask is, what does it mean to be illuminated? La pregunta que tenemos que hacer es, ¿qué quiere decir ser iluminado? And who illuminates? ¿Y quién ilumina? So what does it mean to be illuminated? ¿Qué quiere decir ser iluminado?
That God opens your heart to believe his word.
Yeah, God opens your mind and your heart to see the truth of his word. Dios abre tu corazón y mente para que veas la verdad de su palabra. Well, who illuminates? ¿Quién ilumina? Dios, God, does that. Do we have the power to illuminate ourselves? Tenemos el poder de iluminar nuestro mismo. No, do we have the power to illuminate someone else? Tenemos el poder de iluminar a alguien más. No. So, clearly, you have a work of the Holy Spirit on this person. Claramente tienes obra del Espíritu Santo en esta persona to illuminate their mind. Iluminar su mente. And so this is a person receiving this from the Holy Spirit. Es una persona recibiendo este del Espíritu Santo. The Holy Spirit doing this work to them. El Espíritu Santo haciendo esta obra a ellos. And then the result of this illumination, resulta de esta iluminación, is that, says here, que dice aquí, who have tasted the heavenly gift. dice aquí, y fueron hechos, gustaron el don celestial. So, two more questions, dos preguntas más. Number one, what is the heavenly gift? Primera, ¿cuál es el don celestial?
Jesus.
The gospel. El evangelio. Right? This is the gift of the gospel. This is a don de evangelio. No? And so then we have to ask the question, what does it mean to taste? La siguiente, tenemos que hacer la pregunta, ¿qué quiere decir gustar? No? So you have two types of tasting. Tienes dos tipos de gustar. One, you're going to taste coffee. Uno vas a probar café, ¿no? And so you take a little sip because it's really, really hot. Tienes una pruebita porque está demasiado caliente. And you say, I didn't really get enough to know. Y dices, no tenía suficiente para saber, ¿no? I need to taste it again. That's de probarlo otra vez. So you have this little tasting that isn't enough. Tienes una pruebita que no es suficiente. The other type of tasting, the other tipo de probar or gustar, is when you taste a piece of steak. Es cuando pruebas un pedazo de carne, ¿no? You have the big ribeye in front of you. Tienes un gran ribeye en frente de ti. You cut a piece off, cortas un pedazo, and you put it in your mouth, lo pones en tu boca, and you savor the flavor. Y agarras el sabor, ¿no? Well, the question is then, what tasting is it talking about here? The pregunta es, ¿qué gustar está hablando de aquí? If you go back to chapter 2, si puedes regresar a capítulo 2, it's of Hebrews, and you look at verse 9, y ves versículo 9. So chapter 2, verse 9, capítulo 2, versículo 9. But we see him who for a little while was made lower than the angels, namely Jesus, crowned with glory and honor, because of the suffering of death, that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. Dice, pero vemos aquel que fue hecho un poco menor de los ángeles, a Jesús coronado de gloria y de honra, a causa del padecimiento de la muerte, para que por la gracia de Dios gustase la muerte para todos. So we have here, Jesus tasted death for everyone. Aquí tenemos, Jesús gustaste la muerte para todos. Which tasting do you think it refers to? ¿Qué gustar crees que refiere? A tasting where he didn't really get the full extent of it, una probadita que no tuve el extento completo de esta, or did he savor it, or él lo saborizó? I mean, he died. Él murió. So it's a full experience of this. It's una experiencia completa de esta. So he actually died. Él murió. You know? And so here in chapter 6, I think it says, you have the result of the illumination of the Holy Spirit. Tienes resultado de iluminación del Espíritu Santo. This tasting is in the middle voice. That's the probar, es en el voz medio. And that means an experience based on the illumination. Es una experiencia basado en iluminación. So because of the illuminating work of the Holy Spirit, por la iluminación del Espíritu Santo, you have this tasting, tienes este sabor, gustando. And it's of the heavenly gift, it's the don celestial. So this person has salvation, that's the persona tiene salvación. And so the work of the Holy Spirit has caused this experience in the heart of the believer. The Espíritu Santo, obra del Espíritu Santo, ha causado esta obra del Espíritu Santo, esta experiencia en la vida del creyente, where they know the heavenly gift, donde ellos conocen el don celestial, right? So you have a passive and a middle voice. Tienes un pasivo y voz medio. So the passive action done to them, la acción pasivo hecho a ellos, causes this experience. Causa esta experiencia. So let's go back to our illustration with the steak. Vamos a nuestra.
Sorry, I thought you said taste was in the middle.
Boy. It is in the middle.
Okay.
So let me explain it with an example. Let me explain it with an example. Pastor Jonathan gave me a piece of steak. Pastor Jonathan me dio un pedazo de carne. so that I could taste it, para que pudiera probarlo. And it was good. Y era bueno. Right? So, because you were given this, you have this experience. Porque fuiste dado esta, tienes esta experience. Okay? So, they're illuminated in their minds and iluminados en su mente, and they, because of that, they have this heavenly gift. Tienes este don celestial. That's the work of God in regeneration. That's the obra de Dios en regeneración. And then you keep going, sigues, and he says, verse 4, final de versículo 4, and have shared in the Holy Spirit. Final de versículo 4, y fueron hechos partícipes en Espíritu Santo. So the verb here is to have or to be. Este verbo aquí es a tener or ser. It's the same word used in John chapter 3. Es la misma palabra usada en Juan capítulo 3. To be born again, a ser nacido de nuevo. All right? So it's to be, a ser, no? To be brought, a ser generado. And so it's also in the passive. También es en el pasivo. So this person is brought to share in the Holy Spirit. Esta persona está traído a compartir con el Espíritu Santo. So here's an easy question. Esta es una pregunta fácil. Can someone share in the Holy Spirit who is not saved? ¿Alguien puede compartir con el Espíritu Santo que no es salvo?
Saul.
Okay. The Spirit moved upon Saul. El Espíritu movió sobre Saul. The Spirit uses people. El Espíritu usa gente. But he does not illuminate them, no los ilumino, and they don't share with him. Y no comparten con él. So it's saying you have your being in the spirit here. Está diciendo tienes tu ser en el espíritu aquí. So you have shared. And so the verb is the to be verb here. El verbo aquí es para ser. So you have to think about it in the terms of being born again. Tienes que pensarlo en los términos de ser nacido de nuevo. So you must be born again, is what Jesus says to Nicodemus. Tienes que ser nacido de nuevo, is lo que dice Jesús a Nicodemo. You must be brought forth by the Spirit. Tienes que ser traídos por el Espíritu Santo, right? Generated, generado. It's the same word, it's the misma palabra.
Given that Desiree mentioned Saul, so he was never brought by the Holy Spirit.
No,
though God placed him in the position that he was.
And God used him, right? Saul was never a believer. Saul nunca creyente. He was used by God. Fue usado por Dios, right?
God said to David that he wouldn't take his spirit. Or there's something about, I won't take my spirit from you, I get it from Saul, right?
Yes. Okay. So when we're talking about that, we're talking about the blessing of God in the lineage of David for the covenant. Estamos hablando de la bendición de Dios sobre David como el rey. So there's a difference. So you have two different movings of the Spirit. Tienes dos diferentes moviendos del Espíritu. You have the Spirit moving on Balaam's donkey. Tienes el Espíritu moviendo en el burro de Balaam. Right? The Spirit made the donkey speak. El Espíritu hizo que el burro habló. You have the same moving in Acts. It is the mismo movimiento en Hechos, where the Spirit comes down and moves on the apostles. Que el Espíritu baja y mueve en los apóstoles. They're given apostolic powers. Están dados poderes apostólicos, right? Those aren't the same. We don't have those gifts, and we have the Spirit. No tenemos esos dones y tenemos el Espíritu. But the Spirit used them in a different way. El Espíritu lo usó ellos en una forma diferente. So we're talking about two different things here. Estamos hablando de dos cosas. The moving of the Spirit, el moviendo del Espíritu. And we do the same thing today. Hacemos la misma cosa hoy. Sometimes the Spirit moves in a sermon. A veces el Espíritu mueve con un sermón. It seems like there's a greater blessing of the Spirit. Parece que hay una más grande bendición del Espíritu. But that's not a sharing in the Spirit. Pero ese no es un compartimiento del Espíritu. So David prays, remove not your spirit from me. David oró, no quites tu espíritu de mí. Well, you can't remove the indwelling spirit. No puedes quitar el espíritu que habita. And so we have two types of moving of the spirit. Tienes dos tipos de movimiento del Espíritu Santo, or sharing and moving, or compartiendo y moviendo. One is the dwelling of the spirit. Una es una habitación del espíritu. And one is the moving of the spirit in a special way. Y una es moviendo el espíritu en una forma especial. So we see that in Saul. Vemos esto en Saul, right? So God used him, Dios lo usó, but he was not God, pero no era de Dios. Does that make sense? Thank you.
I have questions about the word.
Yeah.
Different question. Okay.
Yeah.
So just to clarify the what was the word from chapter 6 you were comparing to chapter 2?
Pasted.
So it's the same Greek
word. Same Greek word.
Okay, I was just clarifying that.
La palabra de capítulo 2 y capítulo 6 aquí de gustar es la misma palabra.
Okay, and then the word that you were comparing from John 3, so having shared in Hebrews 6.
Yep.
Have shared is the same word as to be born again?
Yes.
Okay, so that those phrases in English are the same Greek word.
Yes, same Greek word. Okay. So the palabra de ser nacido de nuevo y angustado, no gustado es, espérame tantito, aquí en el último, participado, hechos participantes, es la misma palabra de Juan 3 y Hebreos 6. So it means to be generated. Quiere ser regenerado. So it's the same word in James. It's the mismo palabra in Santiago. I think James is a better example of the word. Creo que Santiago es un mejor ejemplo de la palabra. So if you look at James 1:18, si puedes mirar 1:18, it says, of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth. Dice, y él de su voluntad nos hizo nacer por la palabra de verdad. That's the same word. It's the mismo palabra.
He brought us forth.
He brought us forth. Nos hizo nacer. Do you see any relationship there? ¿Ves una relación ahí?
In the word gustar, especially in Spanish, especially more so than in English. When you taste something, it's just something that I guess the way he's trying to say is an experience.
Yes.
Not something that is, well, I guess it could be good or bad.
Yeah, so he's not saying, I just tried it. No está diciendo solo lo probó. He's saying, you get the full taste of it. Tienes the sabor completo.
But I guess sabor or taste, both. It's not the good word for explaining this.
No, it's not a good word. So, but it is if we take it in context. Es si tomamos en contexto. So let's have an example. Vamos a hacer un ejemplo.
Dying.
A new restaurant just opens up. Un nuevo restaurante abre. Miss Kathleen goes to the restaurant. Kathleen va al restaurante. Was it good?
It tasted very good.
Uh-huh. Ella dice que sabía muy bien. Well, how does she know? ¿Cómo sabe? Do we take that as she just took one bite and left? ¿Tomamos esta que tomó una mordida y salió? No, she knows it. Lo conoce. She ate a whole meal. Comió todo un plato. And so she knows, she tasted it, and it's good. Ella lo probó, es bueno. So the psalmist says, you've tasted and seen that the Lord is good. has gustado ni saber que el Señor es bueno. So there's a sense where tasted is a good word. En el sentido que probar, gustar, es una buena palabra. But we need a context. Pero necesitamos un contexto. So then the word to, in español también, it says probar en el Espíritu Santo. And in Spanish, it says they've tried the Holy Spirit, right? It's not a good word. No, 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 buena palabra. It's not just like, oh yeah, I tried it and I didn't like it. No, it's como lo probé. I didn't just try it. I've been regenerated in the Spirit. He sido regenerado en el Espíritu. I've been brought forth in the Spirit. He sido traído en el Espíritu. Okay? So this word, have shared in the Spirit, han probado el Espíritu, how does it say in Spanish? What does it say in Spanish? Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to throw my Bible. Lo siento, no. Hechos partícipes del Espíritu. So we've been made partakers of the Spirit. Hemos hecho participantes del Espíritu, right? It's also in the passive. También es en pasivo.
But tasted is in the middle.
In the middle, because it's an experience. Agustar es en medio, porque es una experiencia. So we've been made participants in the Spirit. Estamos hechos participantes en el Espíritu. Who did that to us? ¿Quién nos hizo eso? The Holy Spirit. The Spirit says, so let's just think about this. Solo pensamos esto. The Spirit comes to a man and illuminates his mind. El Espíritu viene al hombre iluminar su mente and makes him share in the Spirit. Y lo hace partícipe en el Espíritu. He's brought forth in the Spirit. Está generado en el Espíritu. Does the Spirit do that to lost people? El Espíritu hace esto a los perdidos.
The Spirit brings them to Christ.
It brings them to Christ. But does he do it and leave them lost?
No.
Lo hace y dejarlos perdidos. No. So then there's two more experiences because of that. Hay dos más experiencias por eso. It says here in verse 6, dice aquí, verse 5, in verse 5, and have tasted the goodness of the word of God and the powers of the age to come. Versículo 5. Y asimismo gustaron de la buena palabra de Dios y los poderes del siglo venidero. Same word for taste. Misma palabra para gustar. So, what does it mean that they tasted the goodness of the word of God? ¿Qué quiere decir que han gustaron de la buena palabra de Dios?
They've seen how good the gospel is.
Yeah, they've understood the text. And entendido el texto. And the powers of the age to come. El poder del siglo venidero. What is the powers of the age to come? What is the poder del siglo venidero?
The glory.
Right, the power of the resurrection. El poder de la resurrección. So, both of these are in the middle voice, or the tasted here is in the middle voice. El gustar is in the voz media. So because you've been made a participant in the Holy Spirit, porque has sido hecho participante del Espíritu Santo, you have this as a result. Tienes este como resultado. You have tasted the goodness of the Word of God, has gustado de la buena palabra de Dios, and of the powers of the age to come.
Pastor Jonathan, I'm still confused about this middle voice.
Okay, the middle voice is an experience. El voz medio es una experiencia. So, you go to eat at the new restaurant. Oh, Kathleen, let's go back to Kathleen's example. Vamos a regresar a ejemplo, Kathleen. You ate at the new restaurant and you said it tasted good, right? Comiste en nuevo restaurante y dijiste que sabía bien. But I don't think you had a good experience. Pero no creo que tuviste buena experiencia. What was your bad experience? Qualitative mal experiencia.
The after effects were not good.
The effects afterward were not bueno. Los efectos después no eran buenos. So the middle voice would be the experience that Kathleen had because she went to the restaurant. La voz medio será los efectos que tuvo Kathleen por el restaurante. Does that make sense?
I think so.
What's a better word for me to write in my Bible other than taste or saborear?
Oh, what's a good, let's think of a good word in there, though.
So I can understand it better.
To
experience, to...
Let me look it up, because there's a good definition, I remember. Let me look it up real quick. There's a good definition.
Entendieron.
Okay, to come to know. Okay, so to experience something cognitively or emotionally or come to know something.
To know completely.
To know completely, cognitively. Yes, yeah, so you have, you know this, you've...
So is this just the reason why they're using tasted is a poor translation through the...
I think it's a difficult word because they don't give you a context for the word tasted. Creo que es un mala traducción porque no te dan un contexto de la palabra gustar, ¿no? It doesn't describe you're getting the full experience of it. No describe que estás teniendo la experiencia completa de eso. So it doesn't describe you're fully coming to know this.
Porque, because gustar, para los que hablan español, gustar, es algo delicioso. Mm-hmm. La muerte de Cristo no es algo delicioso. O sea, yes and no. The death of Christ is not something pleasurable. In a way it is, and in a way it isn't, because we're saved through his work. But the suffering is there.
Yeah.
And do you understand?
Yeah. So I think it's easier to see it in the death of Christ than it is to see it in Hebrews chapter 6. Creo que es más fácil entenderlo en la muerte de Cristo que verlo en Hebreos capítulo 6. He tasted death. El gusto de muerte. What does that mean? ¿Qué quiere decir? He died. El murió. He came to know death. Él llega a conocer la muerte. He was laid, his body was laid in a tomb. Su cuerpo fue puesto en una tumba. So if we ask Christ, do you know what it's like to die? Si preguntamos a Cristo, ¿sabes cómo es a morir? I've tasted it. He probado. I've
been there,
done that.
Gotcha.
He sido ahí, lo hecho.
Okay.
That's the idea. Esa es la idea. So it's a cognitive knowledge. I get it. I understand it. It's un conocimiento cognitivo que yo entiendo esto. Right? So that's the same word using here twice. Es la misma palabra que está usando aquí. The Spirit's work has caused this in me. La obra del Espíritu ha causado esto en mí. So I know these things. Yo conozco esas cosas. And the three things that it lists, the tres cosas que menciona, is the heavenly gift of salvation, the goodness of the word of God, and the powers of the age to come. El don celestial de salvación, la buena palabra, y el poder del siglo venidero. Those are all things that we have and know only in Christ and regeneration. Esas son tres cosas que solo tenemos en Cristo en regeneración.
Okay, and what did you say was the powers of the world to come?
The age to come. That's the power of the resurrection. El poder de la resurrección. So we see it in Ephesians, also in Ephesians. The same power that rose Christ from the grave is at work in us. El mismo poder que levantó Cristo de la muerte está obrando. Right? So you have this person that it's referring to here. ¿Quién es la persona que está refiriendo? Would we consider them saved or not saved? ¿Consideramos ellos salvos or no salvos? Salvos, right? So then the question is, can this person fall away? La pregunta siguiente es, ¿esta persona puede caer? Can they abandon the faith? ¿Pueden abandonar la fe? What do the scriptures bear witness to us? ¿Qué dice las escrituras? ¿Cuál es el testimonio que nos da las escrituras about a person that's in Christ, sobre una persona en Cristo? Can anything separate us from the love of Christ? Mm-hmm. ¿Algo puede separarnos del amor de Cristo? Okay. So the only option we have in the passage, la única opción que tenemos en el pasaje, is someone who's saved can't fall away. Alguien que es salvo no puede caer. And so it's an argument from absurdity. Es un argumento de absurdez, that this is an impossibility. This is an impossibilidad. And he gives an example in verse 7. Y da un ejemplo en versículo 7. He says, for land that has drunk the rain that often falls on it and produces a crop useful for those whose sake it is cultivated receives a blessing from God. Dice, porque la tierra que bebe la lluvia, que muchas veces cae sobre ella, y produce hierba provechoso aquellos por los cuales es laborada, recibe bendición de Dios. Verse 8, versículo 8. But if it bears thorns and thistles, it's worthless and near to being crushed, and its end is to be burned. Dice, pero la que produce espinas y abrojos es reprobada. Está próximo de ser maldecida y su fin es ser quemada. So you have this example, tienes este ejemplo, of rain falling on a land, lluvia cayendo sobre la tierra, and it producing fruit. It producing a fruit. Who is that? ¿Quién es eso? Saved. And you have rain falling on land and not producing fruit. ¿Tienes lluvia cayendo sobre la tierra y no producing a fruit? Okay, who is that? ¿Quién es eso? The non-saved, right? Where else do we have this example in Scripture? ¿Dónde más tenemos este ejemplo en Escrituras?
The seeds.
The seeds, a parable of the sower, a parable of the sembrador. So one springs up quickly, but it doesn't last. Uno que sale rápido, pero no dura, ¿no? But the one who is of Christ produces 30, 60, and 100. El quien es de Cristo produce 30, 60, 100. Where else? ¿Dónde más? Matthew 7. Mateo 7. Do grapes produce thistles? ¿Los uvas produce espinas? Can you get grapes from a thorn bush? What is sacar uvas de una árbol de espinas? No, it says. No? A good tree produces good fruit, and a bad tree, bad fruit. Mal árbol, mal fruto. John 15, Juan 15. I am the vine, you are the branches, yo soy la vid, es los ramas. If a man remains in me, he will what? Si un hombre sigue en mí, ¿qué hace? He will bear fruit, va a producir fruto. So, every one of the instances in the scripture where this illustration is used, cada ejemplo en las escrituras donde la ilustración está usada, you have a clear teaching, tienes un claro enseñanza. This is a person that's saved who will remain saved. Una persona que es salvo va a quedar salvo. And someone who's not saved, alguien que no es salvo, they won't. No van a. No? So that's what Hebrews 6 is teaching. Es lo que está enseñando Hebreos 6. The one in Christ will produce fruit and it'll continue. El que está en Cristo produce fruto y continúa. No? And that's the teaching here. Es la enseñanza aquí. So, So the author, Paul, is making an argument of absurdity. Author Pablo está haciendo un argumento de absurdidad. It's impossible for them to fall away. It's impossible que ellos recayeran because this isn't a work of the Spirit. Porque esta es una obra del Espíritu. And I think it's most given in the example here. Kirk is más dado el ejemplo aquí. What would have to happen for this person to be brought to repentance? ¿Qué tendrá que pasar que esta persona será traído al arrepentimiento?
Christ would have to go to the cross.
You'd have to crucify Christ again for them. Tendrás que crucificar Cristo de nuevo.
So this whole example is, this is not possible.
It's not possible. Todo el ejemplo es, esta no es imposibilidad. Because for the ones Christ died, they'll produce fruit. Por los que Cristo murió, van a producir fruto. You can't crucify him again for someone. No puedes crucificarlo de nuevo por alguien. You look perplexed, Desiree.
I don't see it. I mean, I don't understand how he would go on and say, and then have fallen away to restore them again to repentance, since they are crucifying once again. Like he is writing it as if that's what they're doing. They are crucifying once again the Son of God to their own harm and holding up to contempt. So yeah.
So let me give you an example of how it plays out.
Okay.
Déjame darte un ejemplo de cómo funciona. We go and knock on the door of somebody. Vamos a tocar la puerta de alguien. And they come to the door, bang on the puerta. And, oh, we're here from the Trinity Baptist Church. Someone's kidding. Iglesia Bautista Trinidad. I'm a Christian. I'm so Christian. Oh, tell me about that. Question me. When I was 15, I went forward at youth camp. When I tenía 15 años, yo me fui adelante en el campamento de jóvenes. And I received Jesus Christ as my Savior. Recibió Jesucristo como mi Salvador. Really, where do you go to church? ¿Dónde vas a la iglesia? I don't go to church. No voy a la iglesia. How has your life been different since Christ? ¿Cómo ha sido tu vida diferente desde Cristo? It's not different. I'm going to heaven. No es diferente. Solo voy al cielo. Are they saved? Son salvos? No. But they believe themselves to be saved. They just creen que son salvos. So the only way that they can get saved is what? La única forma que pueden ser salvos es que. You'd have to crucify Christ again. Tendré que crucificar Cristo de nuevo. No. You have to realize that you're not saved. Tienes que darte cuenta que no eres salvo. Because it's impossible for that to happen. Porque es imposible que esto pase. Do you see it?
No, I need to think about that.
So the one that professes, but there's no fruit, really, his or her eyes have to be opened.
They've got to be opened.
And that's the beginning, really.
Yes. So that's what he's saying.
That's what he's
saying. Unless their eyes are open to the truth of the gospel, illuminated, made participants, there's no way, because the one who the Spirit does this, they can't fall away.
Okay.
El quien no está iluminado el Espíritu, el quien no tiene don y fue enseñado por el Espíritu para, o fue hecho participante del Espíritu Santo, ellos no pueden caer. And so you can't keep living like this and be in Christ. No puedes seguir viviendo así y vivir en Cristo. You can't say Christ is in me and there's nothing different about me. No puedes decir Cristo es en mí y no hay nada diferente en mí. In order for you to come to repentance, para que tú vienes a arrepentimiento, you need another sacrifice. And that's also sacrificio. So you would have to say, I'm crucifying Christ all over again. Tendrás que decir, estoy crucificando Cristo de nuevo. So let me tell you how others interpret the passage. Let me decirte cómo otros interpret the passage. Presbyterians love this passage. Los Presbyterians aman este pasaje. Because they say, you see, even amongst the church, there's unbelievers. Ellos dicen, aún entre la iglesia hay incrédulos. That's why we should baptize our babies because they're part of the covenant. Por eso bautizamos bebés que son parte de pacto. But these same people here, Christ intercedes for in the second chapter. Esta misma gente aquí, Cristo está intercediendo por ellos en el siguiente capítulo. And so they say Christ intercedes for the unbeliever. Ellos dicen que Cristo intercede por el incrédulo. That's not true. No es verdad.
Why are the same people?
But the same, it's the same people. He's saying here that, because they're saying all of these people are in the covenant. Ellos están siendo toda esta gente están en pacto. And if you go in verse 25, in chapter 7, si vas a capítulo 7, versículo 25, he says, consequently, the former priests were many in number because they were prevented by death, blah, blah, but he holds this priesthood permanently because he continues forever. Consequently, he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. Entonces, versículo 7, 25 dice, por lo cual puede también salvar perpetuamente a los que por él se acercan a Dios, viviendo siempre para interceder por ellos. So you have this moving of the Holy Spirit, illumination, and a sharing. Tienes este movimiento del Espíritu Santo, iluminación y compartiendo, or probando, persiguiendo, as a work of God, de una obra de Dios, and a falling away, y una cayendo de esto. But here it says he keeps them. Pero aquí dice que él los mantiene. So if we take the position that this person in chapter 6 does fall away, si tomamos esa postura que esta persona en capítulo 6 cae, the Spirit has illuminated their mind, el Espíritu ha iluminado su mente, has caused them to be born in the Spirit, ha causado que ellos nacen en el Espíritu, and then has let them go. Y ha soltado a ellos y dejarlos ir. Which is an impossibility. It's an impossibility that. Because Christ is able to keep them safe. Porque Cristo es capaz de mantenerlos salvos. So the only way that you can say that this person can fall away, la única forma que puedes decir que esta persona puede caer, is to say that the Spirit's not the one that drew them. The Spirit no es lo que jaló ellos and illuminated their mind, iluminaron su mente. And the Spirit's not the one who caused them to share in the Spirit. Y Espíritu no es quien causa que comparten el Espíritu. But somebody has to do the action because it's passive. Pero alguien tiene que hacer acción porque es pasivo. So who would do that action if it wasn't the Spirit? ¿Quién hará esta acción si no es el Espíritu? No one has the power to do that. Nadie tiene poder de hacer eso. So the only option that we have, the única opción que tenemos, is the person who the Spirit does this to, the persona que el Espíritu hace esta, it's impossible for them to fall away. It's impossible que ellos recaen.
So why would he be making an argument based on absurdity? So he says, and this we will do if God permits, or it is impossible. So what do you think is the rationale? Like, why is this here?
So Paul does this all the time. Pablo hace esto todo el tiempo. So it's one of the arguments that I make for Paul's authorship. Es uno de los argumentos que yo hago autor de Pablo de Hebreos. Paul makes arguments from absurdity in almost all of his letters. Pablo hace muchos argumentos de absurdez en casi todos sus cartas. Romans 9. I would give up my own salvation. Hermanos 9, yo entregará mi propia salvación. It's absurd. It's an absurd argument. It's an argument absurd. I wish those who unsettle you would emasculate themselves. Quiero que ellos que están causando problemas emasculados a sí mismos. So don't stop with circumcision. No paras con la circuncisión. Right? Is Paul really saying he wants them to do that? Pablo está diciendo que quiere que ellos hacen esto. No. And so what he's saying here is, it's absurd to think that someone can fall away from the work of God. Pablo está diciendo, es absurdo a pensar que alguien puede caer de la obra de Dios. Why? Okay. He argues through the whole letter of Hebrews, argumenta de toda la carta de Hebreos. We have a sure salvation in Christ. Tenemos una segura salvación en Cristo. This new covenant in Christ, este nuevo pacto en Cristo, is not like this old one. No es como esta antigua, where they fell away. Donde ellos recayeron. No. And this one, he holds you in his hand. En este, él te mantiene en su mano. He entered once by his own blood. Él entró una vez por su propia sangre, making sure our our redemption, haciendo seguro nuestra redención. And so what he's pointing to here is our salvation is sure in Christ. Lo que está apuntando aquí es nuestra salvación está seguro en Cristo. And we'll know that salvation by the fruit that's produced. Y vamos a saber esta salvación por el fruto que es producido.
We go back to those that were not from us.
They went away.
Los que
no eran de nosotros se fueron. So, if we look at the words here in Hebrews 6, y miramos las palabras aquí en Hebreos 6, let's just take the word enlightened. Solo tomamos la palabra iluminado. Okay? The act of God illuminating someone to the gospel. El hecho de Dios iluminando a alguien de Evangelio. Okay? How is it possible for someone to walk away from that? ¿Cómo es posible que alguien dejó esto? Yeah. So let's take Sammy's sermon from last Wednesday.
Pastor Jonathan. Excuse me. Could you repeat what you just said?
Yeah. How is it possible for them to walk away from that work of God? ¿Cómo es posible que ellos salen o dejan, se van de esta obra de Dios? So let's think about Sammy's sermon from last Wednesday. Pensamos en el sermón de Sammy la semana pasada, miércoles. No one can come to me unless the Father drags him. Nadie puede venir a mí si el Padre no lo arrastra. Right? Who drags? ¿Quién arrastra?
God,
the Father, the Padre. And how does he do it? ¿Y cómo lo hace? In the spirit. In espíritu. You have a dead man. Tienes un hombre muerto. The spirit breathes life and brings him. El espíritu lo respira y lo trae. Can that man walk away from that? ¿Este hombre puede dejar esto according to the scriptures? ¿De acuerdo con la escritura?
Irresistible grace.
It's irresistible, the grace is. It's gracia irresistible. So there's no possibility of this person falling away. No hay esta posibilidad de esta persona cayendo. Because the verbs are in the passive. Okay, los verbos están en pasivo. So it's an action done to them. It's an action hecho a ellos. So there's no one else that can do it. No hay alguien más que pueda hacerlo. And it's God doing that work. It's Dios haciendo esta obra. And so the only possibility is that God's dragging them. The only única posibilidad es que Dios está arrastrándolos. And there's not a possibility of them leaving that. You know, I have a possibility that ellos dejan us.
And get the picture of him reaching out and getting them by the collar of the shirt.
Kathleen dice, tengo la imagen de Dios agarrando el cuello de camisa. That's exactly what the word means. It's exactly meant to look at the palabra. That literally, the Greek word, literalmente the palabra en griego, is they're taken by the collar of their neck. Están agarrados del cuello de collar de su cuello, no? And the implication is because they can't come on their own. And the implication is porque no pueden venir solo. And so it's a need, it's an incapability, it's an incapacidad. So they have to be brought. Tiene que ser traído. So that's the work that it's describing here in Hebrews. This is the obra que está describiendo in Hebrews. And so when we look at someone who comes, cuando vemos que alguien viene and they hear and it seems they've received it with joy, y escuchan, parece que recibieron con gozo. But they're false professor. Pero son un profesor falso. We have to say this is not what happened to them. Tenemos que decir que eso no es lo que pasó con ellos. They were not illuminated in their mind, no fueron iluminados de su mente. And they were not made to share in the Spirit. Y no fueron hechos a compartir, participar en el Spirit. So, let's think about this in the context of Hebrews. This might help you, that's right. Tal vez es de ayuda, that's right. If you look at Hebrews 8, si miras Hebreos 8, where it speaks of the new covenant, donde habla de nuevo pacto. And you look and it says, in verse 10, starting verse 10, "For this is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declare the Lord. I will put my laws into their minds and write them on their hearts. I will be their God. They shall be my people. And they shall not each teach each one his neighbor and each his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For they shall all know me. For I, from the least to the greatest, I will be merciful for their iniquities. I will remember their sins no more." You say in Hebrews 8:10, "Por lo cual este es el pacto que haré con la casa de Israel después de aquellos días, dice el Señor. Pondré mis leyes en la mente de ellos y sobre su corazón las escribiré. Y seré a ellos por Dios, y ellos serán por a mí por pueblo. Y ninguno enseñará a su prójimo, ni ninguno a su hermano, diciendo, Conoce al Señor, porque todos me conocieron, desde menor hasta mayor de ellos, porque seré propicio sus injusticias, y nunca más acordé de sus pecados y de sus iniquidades." So, first of all, you have this writing of the law on their hearts. Primeramente, tienes esta escribiendo la ley de Dios en su corazón. How is God to do that? ¿Cómo Dios hace eso? Ezekiel describes this very clearly. Ezekiel describes esto muy claro. "I will take their heart of stone out, quita tu corazón de piedra, I'll give them a heart of flesh, lo doy un corazón de carne, I'll put my spirit in them, lo pongo mi espíritu en ellos, and cause them to what? Y causar ellos a ser qué? Walk in my ways, andar en mis caminos. What are his ways? ¿Qué son sus caminos? The law, la ley. So when he says, I'll put my laws on their hearts, and they say, pon mis leyes en su corazón, what is he referring to? ¿Qué está refiriendo? The work of the Spirit in regeneration, to give us his Spirit and cause us to walk according to his ways. The obra de regeneración del Espíritu, de darnos su Espíritu y causarnos a andar en su camino, right? And what is the effect of that work of the Spirit? ¿Cuál es el efecto de esta obra del Espíritu Santo in verse 12, in versículo 12 aquí.
I remember those sins.
No recuerdo más pecados. Why are our sins forgotten by God? ¿Por qué nuestros pecados son olvidados por Dios?
The righteousness of Christ.
The righteousness of Christ, la justicia de Cristo. Christ paid for it. Cristo lo pagó. There's a secure redemption. Hay una redención seguro. So, who is this that God does this to? ¿Quién es este que Dios hace esto?
His people, his church.
Su iglesia. The ones he calls forth by the Spirit. Los que él llama por su espíritu. And so, this is the effect of this work in chapter 6. Este es el efecto de esta obra. In capítulo 6, the Spirit doing this work, el Espíritu haciendo esto. You still have doubts? What do you think of this?
I mean, yeah, because I've heard the position before, and I've had doubts then, and hearing it again, I still have doubts. And so
I don't think there's another option. No creo que hay otra opción, because of the verbs used here. De los verbos usados aquí. That this person is passive in these things. This person is pasivo en esas cosas. And only the Spirit can do this work. Solo Espíritu puede hacer estas obras. And if we look at what the fruit of the Spirit is, fruit of the Spirit is in the life of the believer. Si vemos el fruto del Espíritu en la vida de creyente. What is the first fruit we see in the life of the believer? ¿Cuál es el primer fruto que vemos en la vida de creyente?
Repentance.
Faith and repentance. Ephesians calls that being illuminated in our minds. Efesios llama esto siendo iluminados en nuestra mente. We were dead, but we were made alive, and our minds were illuminated by the Spirit. Pero fuimos hechos, estamos muertos, pero fuimos resucitados y hechos iluminados por el Espíritu Santo en nuestra mente. Same word that's used in Hebrews, misma palabra usada en Hebreos 6. And then what's the second fruit in the life of the believer? ¿Cuál es el segundo fruto en la vida de creyente? Where do we see the fruits of the Spirit? ¿Dónde vemos el fruto del Espíritu? In obedience. Obediencia. So they've tasted the goodness of the Word of God. Han gustado de la buena palabra de Dios. So before we look on the law, antes miramos la ley, and how do we see the law? ¿Y cómo vemos la ley? Is it good? ¿Es bueno? No, it kills me. Me mata. So it's not good. But this person in Hebrews 6 doesn't see it as that way. This person in Hebrews 6 sees it as good, but bueno. So how can they taste the goodness of the Word of God? ¿Cómo pueden probar la buena palabra de Dios? Impossible. What other option do we have? ¿Qué otra opción tenemos?
I'm not saying we have another option. I'm just saying I don't understand why it would be written that way if it's an are you a pro starting. But I already expressed that, yeah. And you already answered it. So just
it seems like a difficult passage. Parece un pasaje difícil. But it's exactly what Paul's teaching in Hebrews. But it's exactly meant to look at Pablo está enseñando in Hebreos. That the one in Christ will persevere to the end. El que está en Cristo perseverará hasta fin. Because we have a sure salvation. Tenemos un seguro salvación. We have a sure high priest. Tenemos un seguro sumo sacerdote. We have a sure covenant. Tenemos un seguro pacto. We have a sure sacrifice. Tenemos un seguro sacrificio. And we have sure evidence in the life of the believer. Y tenemos seguro evidence en la vida creyente. And we see the men who've gone before us. Vemos los hombres que han hecho y ido enfrente de nosotros. And now we press on because we have this great cloud of witnesses. Tenemos un gran nube de testigos. Entonces nosotros seguimos adelante. And so it is the truth that if someone's in Christ, it's la verdad. You see, alguien está en Cristo, they will stay in Christ. Van a quedar en Cristo. And the reason is because the work of the Spirit. And the reason is porque es una obra del Espíritu. So when we look at some people claim Christ and then don't remain, cuando vemos que unos en Cristo, unos claman Cristo pero no quedan, what is the difference in the life of a false professor and a believer? ¿Cuál es la diferencia en un profesor falso y un creyente? Do they both sin? Los dos pecan?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Do they both fall into sin? Los dos caen en pecado? Right? But the question is, one falls away and one doesn't. The pregunta es, uno se recae y uno se no. So there is no abandoning of the faith. No hay un abandonamiento de la fe.
Wouldn't it be better to say one goes away than fall away?
Yes, they walk away.
Right.
It's fine. But they only walk away because there was never a movement of the Spirit on it.
There was never.
Solo se van porque no hay un momento verdadero del Espíritu sobre ellos. Because the Bible clearly teaches he keeps those that are his. El mantiene los que son suyos. I've not lost one, Jesus says. No perdiste ni uno. No. And so that is the doctrine. This is the doctrina that the security of our salvation, the seguridad de nuestra salvación, is in Christ and his work is in Christ. Any other questions? So the difference between a false convert, the difference in una falsa profesor and a truly converted, una verdadera creyente, is the keeping in the faith. Manteniendo en la fe. Demas didn't stay. Demas no quedó. He left. El se fue. Anybody in the Zoom have a question? I'll get a Zoom in it right over.
Not I.
So we see two things available to us. One, the sacrifice of Christ is sufficient for salvation and a complete salvation. Uno, el sacrificio de Cristo es suficiente para salvación y una salvación completa, right? Clearly, claramente. Segundo, that the ones who are in Christ, los que están en Cristo, will remain in Christ. Quedan en Cristo. And so we see, I don't even know what time it is. I think we went a long, way long. We don't have time to look at the second question. I think it was pregunta. La segunda parte de pregunta. But the next question we'll answer next week. La siguiente pregunta que contestamos la siguiente semana. What separates a true believer from a false believer? ¿Qué se separa una verdadera creyente de un falso creyente? ¿No? And we'll look at some verses in Romans 7 for that. Y vamos a ver unos versículos en Romanos 7 por eso. Anybody have any questions? ¿Alguien tiene una pregunta?
Yes. So that's the only way. It's just if you make it or you don't make it.
We see lots of evidences. Vemos muchas evidencias. And we'll see this next week in Paul. Lo vemos esta siguiente semana en Pablo. Look at his desire. Mira su deseo. I hate that what I do. Aborrezco lo que hago. There's a change in Paul's heart. Hay un cambio en el corazón de Pablo. The law is good. La ley es buena. When he sins, he doesn't blame the law. Cuando peca, no culpa la ley. No? Every false convert, todos los convertidos falsos, when they sin, well, it's, you're making it impossible. Cuando peca, estás haciendo lo imposible. I can't do this. Yo no puedo hacer it. No? And Paul says, it's the sin in me. Pablo dice, es pecado. Well, I hope this was helpful. Espero que este fue de ayuda. I know it seems like a difficult passage. Yo sé que parece un pasaje difícil, but to me it seems so clear. I mean, so parece tan claro. One that I wrestled with for a long time, uno que lucho con mucho tiempo, and one that there is confusion in the commentaries. Y uno que hay confusión en los comentarios, no? Because different people interpret things differently. Different gente interpreta cosas diferentes. No?
Is there a commentator that you like?
I haven't found one. No, but I disagree with John Owen on the passage.
Okay.
Estoy desacuerdo con John Owen en el pasaje. He takes the traditional view. Él toma the punto de vista traditional. No, because Spurgeon takes that, my view. Spurgeon toma mi punto de vista. I take Spurgeon's view. Would be better to say that. You're talking about the post-order and Spurgeon. But the traditional view is that these are like the people in the nation of Israel. Estos son como la gente en la nación de Israel. They saw the works of God and then denied the gospel. Ellos vieron obra de Dios y negaron el evangelio. But they weren't illuminated. Pero no fueron iluminados. They weren't made to share in the Holy Spirit. No fueron participantes in the Spirit of something. So they didn't participate in the work of the Spirit, no participate in the work of the Spirit. Okay, well, if there's no more questions, si no hay más preguntas, I hope you all have a good day. Espero que todos tengan buen día. We'll see you next week. Nos vemos la siguiente semana.